The professor gave two examples about difference between biotic and abiotic factors. And the first example about the biotic factors. Like a group of mice living in a large field and owls living nearby. And the owls eat the mice. So the number of mice there are at any given time depends upon the number of owls in the area, because well, the more owls there are, the more mice get eaten. So when there are more owls live here, the mice will be eaten more, and the mice population will go down. Like other example is about abiotic factors. It's about rabbits. The rabbits stop reproduction in the winter, but if the winter's time will get more shorter, the rabbit will reproduction more, like how reproduction cycle. So of course, one extra little of baby rabbit